Yeah, we're holding Chaviv in Yisrael. I think we're going on the Machlokes. So that's what we spoke last week, mostly on the side of the pasuk of the Bona Matem Hashem Lekechem, which gave us the basis of understanding of this concept of Boni. Now, as an introduction to the next part of the Mishnah, we'd like to hear a little clearer what's the significance of being considered bonim. So we will ask not because it's a good question, that what does it mean? What exactly does it mean, a relationship between Bayer and Nivra described as bonim? What do you mean? But it has children. What does that mean? What is it expressing exactly? What kind of you want to talk about a very special relationship? So there's all kinds of different words that can be used. But banim, the word banim lachayr, is a very distinct phenomenon that lachayr doesn't apply itself only in basically in human form. Maybe offsprings of animals, are they called bunim? You call them bunim in a wider sense. But it's basically just biological. The concept of bunim being a not only biological continuation, but a borel kor davua, a child, is the extension of yichus. Animals don't have yichus. An animal doesn't have yichus. As soon as the father goes, finishes his job, right, normal father. And then as soon as the mother finishes the earliest staging of child raising, usually the mother walks away too. They don't have, it's a biological stage, and now it's a new generation stands on its own. Just the fact that something is the original source in terms of how brought this new creation to the world, that's not sufficient for the title of Bonim and Avos. You need Yachas for Yichus. Only by Odom. And Atenikri Odom. A Goy also has Yichus, but, as long as he's a Goy. But you have to be called Bonim. It means there's a concept of a living continuation that exists in life, that exists in death, that this person exists beyond his own body, in a continuation in another form, carrying with it the mother and the father together. You're a son of your mother, you're a son of your father. The Kiddush, that two become one, becomes its greatest Bani. That's what Bani means. Children. How do I go to the, between the Bani Shalom and Klai? So that kind of doesn't seem to fit. What does it mean? Children. Right. There's other religions that have got son in there, but we don't kind of buy that. He's not a father, he doesn't have children. Avinu Avarachman. Avinu, since we're Bonim, so we call him Av. Avinu Avarachman, Avinu Malkin. What's new? Since the hour is late, some strange reason. Let's hear it in shortest, most concise form. Maybe we'll just use for the purposes of the discussion, what we mentioned in Rosh Hashanah. We say, Im kibonim, im kavodim. That there are two basic stages and types of relationships between the Rebbeinu Shalom and Klai Yisrael, either Malkeinu to Eved or Avinu to Bani. What's the difference between them? What's the basic concept? So the basic concept, in short, is Vayah. And this is a Chiddush of Bani. This is something that we've discussed many times, I believe, that per the very essence of the relationship between Bo and Nivra, the living relationship, first and foremost, is one of Yira. When a Nivra stands before his Bo, if he's alive, if he's for real, if he's in contact with what that means, so the first and foremost awareness, existence of that relationship, stage of affairs, is that a person stands in year. This is something that we've discussed, I believe. So now we won't go into that because that's not the subject of the Mishnah. We'll assume that that's understood. The natural state of affairs, the basic state of affairs, of the relationship between man and his God, is one of year. And this is why, throughout Chazal, the basic idea of Elikus is sometimes used the word Yir Osad. Even, not only the Klapi, the Panishim, any idea of Elikus, even Elohim Achim, even Avodazor, it says like, Hoitzi Yir Osim Mecheika. There's a lot of Lashonis like that for Chazal. Any relationship of a person to something called, whatever word you want to use, right? Nivra, Bayre, to the Rabbani Sharla, to Elikus, that basic natural state of affairs must be one of year. So we can assume now that that's understood. What Bani means in terms of the Chiddush, in terms of the relationship of Bani Vinivra, is the very special idea that this whole Mishnah is based on, that there can be a relationship of Ahava, Vein Bo'i V'Nivra, in both directions. The Bo'i Shalom is Bo'i Yisrael, Bo'i V'Ama Yisrael, V'Haftas Hashem Elokech. The Klai Yisrael's Pledge of Allegiance, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokechem, is sandwiched between the Tefillah and Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ahava to us, Oyev Am Yisrael, and the our responsibility to return that Ahava of Ahavtos Hashem Elokech. The responsibility of the Jewish relationship to Elokus that is described in Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu. This is a only and solely found Jewish concept. Any concept and anything that's going to be called religion of Elikus is going to have Yira. You can't have it without it. That's the essence of the relationship. The Chiddush of Yiddishkeit, sorry to tell the Christians, that we are the religion of love. Sorry. They stole it from us. They are not. They don't have it. Can't be. The only place, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, that type of relationship between man and his Bayre is where it comes out, a relationship of religion of love. What? That, by us also, it doesn't get rid of the year.
It starts with year first.
Right. But we're upstated, we're upstaged to a higher and a very almost supernatural, not almost, supernatural type of relationship that is called Ahava. Boni, okay, in terms of Imka Boni, Imke Boni, is, as compared to Avodim, is the two types of basic relationships of Yira and Ahava. Yira is the basic, the essence of the relationship, the first thing, natural essence of that reality of standing for one's creator is the recognition of the, of what are we dealing with, right? We're dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Echad Yochrev Yuchad Sholem B'Kol HaMailis, Ein Lashum Chesreinus, Shib Gvul, V'chulu, 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 against me. Okay? Little nothing. 70 years and it's gone, it goes. It starts here, ends there, the knows nothing, does nothing. What goes? Yira is the natural state. Even that, there are different levels of yira. And the highest level of yira that Klai Yisrael zoicha to is ke'evid. Is ke'evid. Eved Melech Melech. Even when you stand as a Eved Hashem, that's also a special level of yira, which is a relationship. It's not total distance. It's not total richluk. It's a connection. Eved Melech Melech. It's a relationship. But it's a relationship that is based on a understanding of the cosmic chasm between the two. That the Ribbono Shel Olam is the greatest greatness, absolute greatness, and I am the absolute zero. Ghost. Somebody once gave me a mushroom, we were flying on a plane. Okay. When you fly in a plane, just to get an understanding of how greatness makes things that otherwise you might think, but I do have this value and that value, and here I did this, right? So if you fly over Manhattan in a plane, you see, oh, in the bottom, you just barely see it down there. That's the Empire State Building. World Trade Centers. Huge, big buildings. They look like smaller than the kids' blocks that you play. It's nothing. It's really nothing. Depends how high you are. Sometimes you can barely see Manhattan. And then if you go a little higher, so you can barely see New York. If you go a little higher, you can get the place that the whole Condor Hall, this whole thing is a ping pong ball. That's amazing. No big deal. Yeah. And when you get just we're talking about, you know, the Apollo space, you know, from their perspective, which is not such a big deal. Right? So the whole world is like a little, and in that perspective, so what's the Empire State Building? You can't find it. You can, the world's greatest telescope, I don't know, maybe there is, I mean, I don't know, but maybe with the biggest telescope you can find the Empire State Building from the possibility. Maybe you can't, I really don't know. So we're talking about the greatest, of, we're talking in context of the greatness of the Ribbono Shel Olam to the smallness with all of my great minds. Zero. It adds up to zero. That's a year. Comes along the Torah, or even actually the prerequisite of Torah. It says that although that we recognize that chasm, and in the Maisa we recognize the chasm more than the Goyim. The Goyim come tell us, why are you being so hamish? It's a joke, old joke. Right? Why is it you work into a church, lavel of dollars, this is quiet, this is great, kids are... You go to a shul. A little different. So it's a joke. It's not for real. But hold on, it depends. Right? If you go into the king's house, the kids also play blocks. I mean, if you go into the king, everybody else stands with the princes, right? Ride around on his pony. You know, this is like he lives. This is, you know, this is daddy's house. You know. This is he's the melech al hayamloch is true, but not his son, so it's different. That's the joke. The yesoid is the basic concept of body is the greatest, most cosmic bridge in the world, expansion bridge that can join the two sides of this huge canyon between the greatest of all greatness and the smallest of all smallness, right? And join them into one unit. How do you do that? It's a nice trick. How do you do it? That was me. Mm-hmm.
bonim,
the concept of bonim that allows. Concept of body that allows for a relationship of ahava. Ahava, ahava gematria echod. The basic definition of ahava is the unification between the two ayavi. The capability of taking body of anivra. The creation that the Rishon created of a Nivra that can have a relationship of Ahava with him, that is basically the bottom line of all that's wrapped up with the concept of book. The bottom line of the whole story, in short, is that the Rishon created true that the greatest emperor of the world is sitting on his throne dealing with world problems. Major decisions will affect millions of people. Right? And the little prince comes out on his pony, right? What do you call it? And he gets to speak to dad, because he's dead. Dead. Anybody else, any other approach to the melech, is based on intrinsic value. Bonim, the child also has the father's value. The only way that you can bridge the chasm, yeah, it's very posh. The Bonishim cannot join us in our smallness. that's cool. Right. He can't become small like this. And any other form of greatness, right, is not going to make any difference. It's still going to add up to zero. The only way that the Bonishim can create an Ivra that has the capability of standing in relationship of Ahav with him, of Achdus with him, is by putting over of his greatness in that. And beyond Tzelem Elokim, a second layer on top of Tzelem Elokim, without Tzelem Elokim you can't put such a layer on. But once you have Tzelem Elokim, the Rishon was add a higher level of quality in the Nivra, that it contains something that is the greatness of the Bnei Shalom himself. This, in fact, allowed the third and highest step, which the Mishnah is talking about, the transfer of the essence of the Torah, which is such a major giving over of the essence of the Bnei Shalom, that the Gemara says the word Anoichi, which is the beginning of the Torah, stands for, as the Rashi Tevis, Ono Nafshis Sivis Yahavis. I, my Nefesh, maybe the lowest level of it, Shom is higher, Ruach is higher. Choloifin, it means in the Odom, the Nefesh is the person himself on its lowest level, say it, but it's Choloifin, the person himself. The Rishon gave over, packaged. But that's what he did. I don't know how you do it, but he did it, right? He took himself, packaged it in Ksav, and handed it over. To the point that the Midrash says that he gave himself over. You have to be a Bonim to be a Kabbal to you. If a person doesn't have an original connection to such, it's not a kli, it's not a, it doesn't have within it bechlal, any essence that relates to the greatness of the Bnei Shalom, then certainly the Bnei Shalom alone in Torah form can't be given over. So Tzelem Elokim allows for Bonim, and Bonim allows for Torah. Once you have Tzelem and Bonim, and Torah, so you have the three part of the ultimate Achdus, famous words of the Zohar, Yisrael, Ve'araitza, Ve'kutshibichu Chadha. Yisrael, Ve'araitza, Ve'kutshibichu Chadha. When you have all of these three levels of the greatness of the Rebbein Shalom delivered over to the Nivra, then all the Torah, through the Torah, the Rebbein Shalom and the Nivra can join into one essence of existence. In this world, we have this blood and bricks and bones and skin, physicality. We can't see this. We can't see it. Obviously, a person that would be bepoil in a situation of Achdus with the Rebbeinu Shalom would lose any of the limitations of physicality. And even the one time that we have a Mesholem of this, for example, is when Moshe Rabbeinu actually went up to Lashemayim for Kabbal Torah. So you don't eat, you don't sleep. He wasn't fasting. He didn't eat. Because in Shemayim, you don't eat. What's the pshat? When you're here, the greatest, when Moshe Rabbeinu was down, he didn't lose his madrigas. But in this world, with all of the Gilu Shechina that Moshe Rabbeinu carried around with him the whole time, if he doesn't eat, he wouldn't be able to make it through the day, or a few days, he would die. He can't live without food. He'd have to drink. He has to sleep. Because the limitations of this world do not allow for this to come out in its fullest form. To whatever degree that it does come out, then the worlds of nature, the rules of nature, the limitations of physicality dissolve. Obviously, the first thing to go is going to be that which is opposite to this type of existence, which is the Ra, a mole. And that's what we say, that when the Rebbeinu Shalom will be Megala, his Shekhinah in the world, Kol Ra Ka'ashon Tichle. Kol Yish Ka'ashon Tichle. It's gone. What is it? It seems to be very, very big right now. It seems to be very, very real right now. How does it disintegrate? The same way that the biggest darkness disintegrates as soon as you turn on the light. In the presence of the existence of the level of Elokus, Ba'achzus, Gomor, with the Nivra, there is no possibility for anything that goes against that. That's a one that eliminates anything outside of that. The Shoresh of that, the beginning of that process, was Matan Torah. And that's what it says. We spoke about it before Shavuos. That Chorev, Mikan Yodo Chorban Lo'ilam. Because the unification, that was the chasna, that was the original unification of Beis Nivra, was taking place, all those that are inside will be uplifted without limits. And all those that are outside, the end. Korban. Sefer Becher Yodu Ka'achas. Bonim Atem L'Shem Elokeichem. Bonim Atem L'Shem Elokeichem, like we explained last week, means that the essence, you're above death. The essence, you're above Yetzirah. The essence, you're above Golus. The essence, you're above Shikha. Even though right now we fell down again, and right now people do die, right now the goyim do have their koyach to scare us, and the Yitzhahara certainly seems to be out there working full time. Not only out there, a little closer, enough closer. It's getting very, very close. It seems to have been homage, like taken over. And there are times when a person falls before the Yitzhar. And times that a person feels enslaved by the Yitzhar. Because the person, where a person feels like he's under two rules. And just like the Ribono Shel Olam is his melech, he has another melech. And not necessarily does he going to listen to what this one says, maybe that one says, maybe today this one, tomorrow that one. And a person could, at times, feel overtaken by the Shivim Ze'evim, and realize that his HaKol is a Seh, it's the one Seh, one Shivim Ze'evim. The Klai Yisrael as a whole, and each individual has the same thing in terms of his Yetzirah and all of the life situation. Chavivin Yisrael, Shenikru Bonim L'Mokahim, we didn't lose. We didn't lose. What we lost is that it's not expressed full time in full force. It goes up and down. Never until Mashiach will it come again to full force. But it always exists below the surface. This is where the Jewish audacity comes from. Klai Yisrael, Ozen Shebulumos. One of the reasons why there's a lot of sin at the Yidden is because you can knock them down, count 10, and they take off. And they say, I won. And then you say, but that's not the way it is. You say, yes it is. How do you do that? Where does it come from? Because Be'etzem Klai Yisrael is Bonim. And Bonim doesn't forget it. Doesn't matter. V'lechein. You can never knock this down. It's like one of, you know, those kids' toys that you knock it down, the more fun. The more you knock it down, the more fun. The harder you knock it down, the more fun. That's Klai Yisrael. That's Klai Yisrael. Bonim. The inner core of Klai Yisrael, the essence, the inner, is the solid Ahava connection to the Bnei Shalom that no power that exists of Ra can touch ever under any circumstances. There's nothing that you can do to a Yid to take him out of Bani Matar Hashem. You can only push it down underneath, and then it'll be the in outer form and the basic in the right now in the form right now where things are. You can be avodin, but inside it's always good. It's always good. That's why we say in the piyut inkebonim inkeavonim, but in the tefillah itself, especially in the Yom Narayim, but avinu malkeinu, you put avinu first, because when you put in your credentials, so you put in your most important credential first. But then you, why would so then just say avinu? No. Even Avinu, we have to remember that we're Avodim. So we say, recognize Avinu, that we're also Avodim. Okay. There's other understandings of it. It's not the point right now.
I'm saying that Bonim gives the potential to this Ahava relationship.
It's the essence of the Ahava relationship.
It's Ahava, it's essence of it. So you say the same thing with Salam, that that's also the essence of his Vira relationship.
In truth, yes. But it's in the essence of the Vira relationship. In the higher level, in the level of Adam that we talked about before, a tzelem with the additional quality of bonim can't stand in Ahava, and that's the yira harayimus that can be bring to Ahava. The yira, there is a yira. A goy can also have yira eventually, even more than the level of tzelem that he has, not only because of that level of tzelem that he has. Because year, if a cow would have any das, he would also have year. If he would know what it means to be a cow, he would also have year. An ocean has year of the Ribono Shel Olam to whatever degree that you can talk about such things in terms of an ocean. But Be'etzem, you don't need that. But in Adam, in the special role of the human to the Ribono Shel Olam, that Niver of Tachlis, and that special aspect of Yira that applies only to Adam, which is already, that's what I explained, that's already a relationship. When a goy has a Yira from his Elohus, right, that's a non-relationship. That's a non-relationship. That's an expression of the fact that you're all-powerful and I'm a zero. Right? And that there's no essence of a connection there. But the year of the Bayi V'Nivra in terms of Telem is already an aspect of a relationship. And the way we describe that is Eved. Eved Melech Melech. Eved, when we talk about Eved, doesn't mean like Eved in Mitzrayim. It means like Eved LeMelech. All of the king's men, they can be very, very rich and important and powerful. They're still called Avon. The Tsar Tzovo, Klapi the Melech, is called an Eved. It doesn't mean slave. It means a servant. Even a servant is not the right word. Eved Melech Melech is the way Chazal described it. That's already a connection to Malchus. It's already a connection to the Melech. But only mitzad the Malchus. And Bonim is a connection mitzad the essence.
Mitzad what?
The essence. Right. Eved Melech is a Melech to the degree that he's functioning in the service of the Malchus. The Etzen, he and the Melech have no connection. But as an Eved LeMelech, Melech, that's already a connection. As far as much as a person is in the service, right? So he represents the king. You can have a person that comes in and gets Kvod Melochem because he is the representative of that kingdom. What you do with him is the kingdom, is the king. The essence of the body to the Nivra, to the point that the qualities, to the degree that you can talk about such a thing, the qualities of the Bayri are given over to the Nivra. In a lower form, obviously. Just like the two-year-old child, the baby, right, is doesn't have all the knowledge that the father had. But he has a relationship to it. The same qualities that gave the father the milas that he's achieved after his X, Y years of life, give over those certain qualities of intelligence, of midos, to his offspring. It's only a marshal. The midos, the quality, the essence of the person, now has to be brought out in the fruition. Boni. The extension of the Bnei Shalom's quality to the Nivra is that special quality of Klai Yisrael, Boni Matem L'Hashem.